Yeah.
Actually, Roger, I come across there's one video, shown in the TV. How they cultivate in Korea.
Oh, okay.
They did the bowing. They bow one time, and then they put a tray and put the bead into as one pregnant.
Yeah. So what is it that you have learned? Or what is it that you want to share? It's common.
Teach us to do the bowing. The bowing actually to practice to get the certificate.
Of course, your bowing, if you do it, there are a lot of benefits. You must always remember and listen attentively, then you write it down, then it becomes clear to you. Otherwise, it continuously become like question, understand or not? So, what you are trying to ask is, if I don't get you wrong, why they do that, isn't it? Why I teach you just bow? It's nothing to do with why, because you fail to understand what is being shared. What is being shared is bowing is respect, understand?
Wait.
Bowing is respect, understand? You pay respect because you can maybe develop respect to the worthy ones, to those that are your elders. That's why you pay your respect. It's a meritorious action. So they call it reverential salutation. But when you do it, the Buddha advises it, you must do it mindfully. When you do it mindfully, you develop sati. And what is sati? Body and mind move as one. That's it. Whether you use a bit to record it or use whatever to record it is up to you. But when you record it, you break your sati. Why do you want to record it? Because they have been taught that tradition. In fact, Mahayana also do that. They have the bits, 108 bits. Then, by the time they reach the knot, they know they have done it 108 times. So they no need to count how many times they have bowed. Understand? And theirs is full prostration. Then come out. And theirs is longer. So as you do it, you develop humility. Is the other benefit. Then, at the same time, you exercise your body. You cultivate mindfulness. So there are a lot of benefits, a lot of wholesomeness. And how you do is not important. Everyone is different. Whatever that suits you, benefit you, use it. Understand, Selena?
Huh? Yeah.
So that part, very important. Yeah. Yes, you want to say something?
Not everybody can do it. Because sometimes we hear, if they are not in good health,
they
bow so much to get
giddy. You see, Selena, you must always remember this aspect of cultivation. If your thought keep on going after this type of thinking, means you are not focused, you are not developing the faith and the understanding. Why do you want to know whether other people can do it or not? Like you say, not everybody can do it. Sometimes they feel giddy. These are the questions that are not relevant to meditation. Do you understand? Because to me, it's the mundane mind, the thought that try to justify. So what is the purpose of that question? Because not everybody can do it. So maybe I'm one of that. Not everybody can do it. So no need to do. That is not the correct way to contemplate and reflect. It defeats the purpose. These are all negative thought process, tendency. Why do you want to arise that thought? Non-beneficial, do you understand? So forget about it. The focus is what? Why I do it? I do it to develop sati. Then I observe how other people do. They have their way. Then if I can learn, I learn. Then if I can rejoice, I rejoice. That is better, more beneficial, understand? rather than go and think, why they do like that? Brother Teo teach me that. All these are frivolous, heedless thinking. Do you understand? So the habitual tendency, you must break it. You must see it in your mind. Why are you still thinking along that line? This is what the heedless people will do. They try to justify. Maybe you don't need so mafan one. We can just do it following what. It's all this thought which is heedless, deluded, non-beneficial, that create a problem for cultivator. Then it become what? Argument, discussion, and non-beneficial. The focus is, the gist of it is a meritorious action to train your mind to develop sati, and it has a lot of benefit. So, are you focused on this? Are you developing the bowing as a skillful means to cultivate sati, to develop humility, to strengthen your karmic nature, to develop meritorious action? Well, when you pay respect to elders, to what you want, four things grow. Ayu, wana, sukang, palang. So have joy, have faith, and just do. Why you want to have those type of non-beneficial, heedless thinking and thought process and question? Hopefully you can see that. Your this question can help a lot of people. Thank you so much, yes, Lena. Sadhu. Okay, anybody else? We should thank Selena for sharing that question or topic. Otherwise, I think not only her, many of the cultivator also, if you are not mindful enough, observant enough, you end up doing all those things. And these are things that people who are not focused will do. They ask funny questions, very strange type of questions. Oh, 10:30 already. I heard the alarm from my wife. Phone. 10:30. Okay, if no more, then maybe we stop. My daughter would like to share.
I think the how to bow question actually come up quite often, a few times already. So I thought of an analogy. Like now we know washing hands are very important, and then everyone has seen the TV advertisement how you should wash your hand. Then that becomes the correct way to wash your hand. But when you're really outside, and then when you need to wash, and you come to a sink, and you go and eat durian, then they give you a sink. Sometimes got soap, sometimes no soap. Are you gonna say, no, I need to wash the correct way, or else the COVID-19 germs will still be in there? You make do with what you have. You investigate, if no soap, what else can I use? How can I have it? Maybe antiseptic, I spray. You find so many ways of cleaning your hand. The objective is to clean your hand. It's not how you wash your hand with soap and count, sing happy birthday 2 times, brush the front, brush the back, scrub your nails. I mean, you become robot already. Your washing hand become something you're not mindful already. You just follow the motion, do until, got wash, no wash, also sometimes you don't know. Yeah, so that is how I see it. The question isn't important how, it's more important is to investigate and to try, I wash like that, clean or not, I wash like, you feel for yourself. Then when I wash, how come after I wash, I close the water, I don't feel clean. Then you turn on and then you try again, then you try wash different way, you try use different type of soap, different type of water, you try different technique, use cloth to wipe. So you find your own way of washing or keeping clean. Might not even be washing for you. You come out with new technique, then you share with your friends, then you go on TV, then this is the best way to keep yourself clean. You find, discover new ways to keep your hand clean. So you discover your own way of bowing, your own way of cultivation. That is how I relate to the topic.
Okay, let us rejoice. So again, the focus is very important. If the focus is to clean your hand, then just clean your hand. That's it. You do all sorts of things, want to follow others and all those things, no point. If you do it without understanding, you become gullible. And then you stress yourself out. Ayo, I don't think I do it correctly. Or I must follow. I didn't watch more than 20 seconds. Or you create your own mental suffering and stress for what? Instead of be with the moment, to live life, to have joy, to have understanding, enjoy your durian. After you finish, you need to clean. Go and clean it, that's it. And when you clean, if you are mindful, you are aware, you will know how to clean it well. Then like my daughter said, condition like that, things will be like that. Because at the durian store, most of the time, the water supply is weak. You don't have much strong water flowing. Then the whatever liquid they give you are the standard one that for dish washing dish on. It's not the one that you go to the mall where you spray and all those things. Because that one is more expensive. But the focus is, what are you doing it for? Are you doing it to clean your hand? If that's the case, then just do it. Then when you do it, you're supposed to be mindful, aware of every action, every moment in the present moment. Are you able to do that? Are you with your nature, the awareness we did? Are you aware of what is going on? And this is cultivation. Not all the thinking, the heedless thinking. If you are mindful and observant, you will start to see a lot of those thinking are irrelevant, not important, non-beneficial, lead to heedlessness. Then why do you want to arise those thoughts, those thinking? So learn to see all this. Then you will become very beautiful. You are very clear. Especially you listen to Pucheng sharing. Like now, she live her life so differently. Last time she used to stress out and all things, like difficult thing and all things, and you worry. Now no more of those mental states. You just do it with clarity, understanding, and joy. And she realized she's so efficient now. And everything is like, can be done so easily with joy and understanding. But there is clarity. He just mindfully do, resolve it, finish. Then no more like the old mind, complain, check, think, I do it like that, correct. Follow Brother Theo's instruction or not. Or follow that video or that TV. All this type of non-beneficial type of thinking, which to me is actually the mundane mind, active, habitual tendency, heedless thinking, not relevant. That's why you have to understand, then be very focused. Then when you do that, until it becomes part of your nature, you become beautiful. You will not go back to the old way, the heedless way, the non-beneficial thinking, the thought process, the questioning, or no more. It's no more about justifying things. No more. Well, there is a habitual tendency. And you ask that question without really understanding what is going on. Why do you want to know that not everybody can do it? Some may have headache, like just now Selena tried to share. No point, is there? The question is, are you doing it with the understanding to cultivate or not? Then nothing to do with other people. Then why you arise that type of thought? See it. That is in fact a very good example. So when you understand that, then when you ask other type of irrelevant question, non-beneficial question, you will be aware. Straight away you will know, oh yeah, what Selena gave as example is very good. Because most of the time when you are heedless, you don't see all this. Well, these are your habitual tendency. These are the norm of society. Human beings who are heedless, who are frivolous in their approach to life, they tend to have that tendency to do all those strange things, non-beneficial things.